Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, back with your Packers Daily Chat. Sorry about yesterday. My computer literally, quite literally, died right in the middle of the streaming. Total brick. Couldn't get anything salvaged. So yesterday was fun, but hopefully you guys checked out Packer Transplants last night. We're back here doing your daily chat at 10 a.m. Eastern on all the social channels. It's Championship Friday. The Packers have one more day of media availability. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur a little later this afternoon. But first, we want to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans around the world. That's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. Obviously, here with a heavy heart after the news of Ted Thompson's passing yesterday. Corey and I talked about it quite a bit last night, so I don't want to linger on it too much here other than to say the Packers need to go out and win it for Ted, without question. Good morning, everybody in the comments section. Mark, Big B is in the house. What's up, Big B? I hope you're feeling well, buddy. Hope you're doing okay. Aaron, the Packers are going to wipe the field with Tampa. Now that's some confidence I can get behind. I like it. Feels like destiny now, Nags. Thomas, indeed. Still a game to play. No doubt about it. Tremont, let's get him another ring. Sean, I love it. I love that Tremont is back in the fold, wearing number 38, like he never left. Absolutely fantastic. Austin, thanks for the kind words. It's very nice of you. Corey and his game tickets. Corey will be at the game. That's right. Banky will be in the house for the NFC Championship game. If there's an NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field, Corey Banky is going to be in attendance, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you. Brian, thank you for the super chat. NFC champ at Lambeau, inject it into our veins. That is what I am speaking into existence right now. NFC Championship game in Lambeau Field. Austin, thank you, buddy. It means a lot. Good morning, Aaron from Iowa. What's up, Clinton? Good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Morning, Nags. Morning, Sandy. Shady Brady. I love it. Feeling a Mike Evans fumble coming. Well, that's hyper-specific, but I mean, I'll take it. I ain't going to lie. It's quite all right. Gary, yo, how you doing? Tremont and his old bones are back. Oh, wow. Chad has gone back and watched the last matchup and says he rewatched and saw no Kevin King, Ty Summers at inside linebacker, Rick Wagner at left tackle, and Darius Shepherd on the field. To say we've improved is an understatement. Yeah, it's a wildly different football team taking the field on Sunday against the Bucs. Zero question there. What else we got here? Blah, blah, blah. Do I like King versus Evans Godwin? I'd probably prefer him on Evans, honestly. I know it kind of sounds crazy, but I think with his length, he would at least have a chance in some of those red zone situations. Got to think that's a matchup they're going to be looking to try to exploit as far as getting him on someone of the inside guys. But yeah, I don't hate that idea at all, actually. 22 fans at the Super Bowl. Thought? Austin, I have no thoughts. You must be new here. I never have thoughts. I barely have thoughts contained within my brain. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Do you think 38 going to be in the Packers Hall of Fame? Oh, zero question. Tremont Williams is undoubtedly a Packers Hall of Famer. There is no two ways about that. Yes, 1,000,000,000% Tremont Williams will be in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. What else we got here? What else we got? Got that one. All right, cool. Now we're cooking with gas. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Best part about yesterday was that 10 minutes after your computer kicked the bucket, there were still 220 people on the stream. I saw that. Sorry, I had to eventually take it private and then kill it, but it was kind of funny watching everyone just chatting away because I looked on my phone. So yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys, that yesterday the computer decided to shit the bed right in the middle of a stream. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. Do practice squad players and people on the team who got cut get rings if we win the Super Bowl? Seems unfair. Snacks and Tremont get them, and guys who worked in the spring don't. If they're cut, no, they won't. They traditionally wouldn't get one. Now, Mark Murphy may decide to give them one, and it's ultimately his call. But yeah, practice squad guys, if you're on the practice squad, you get a ring. No question about it. Fuck the Bears and the Cubs. Now there's a sentiment I can get behind. One thing we haven't done a lot this year that happened week six, we gave up a 50-yard PI on defense, altogether gifting them three easy red zone opportunities. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of kind of moments in that game that, you know, didn't go the Packers' way that could have maybe possibly turned the tide. But I mean, both of these teams, it's not just the Packers either. Both of these teams are very different now. So I don't think, and we heard Matt LaFleur talk about this earlier this week. I don't think you can take too much away from that performance on either side and kind of pinpoint what you might be able to take advantage of in this NFC Championship matchup. Both teams are so very different at this point. Don't want to miss any super chats. Get anybody all upset. We got Andy here asking, you talk about team culture and how Goot values personality as much as player. Saw you talk well last night regarding Ted and how that was something he nurtured in Green Bay. Was it present before or did it start with Ted? Andy, that's a really good question. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, Ron Wolf was very different. Now, obviously, Mike Sherman came in and was just kind of, I mean, all guns trying to get Brett Favre into the Super Bowl. I don't think that was really an emphasis. But when Ted took over, yeah, it went into warp drive. It was very much a Ted, I don't want to say creation, but a stamp that Ted put on the locker room, the organization as a whole. And it's very clear that Brian has taken that, so to speak, and run with it. Brian, I think, very much is trying to follow in those footsteps. But prior to that, yeah, I can't say a big premium was put on, oh, if we bring in Joe Johnson on this big money contract, that's going to hurt our locker room. Mike Sherman was just trying to get another ring. With Ron Wolf, I mean, Ron Wolf, if you could play, he's going to put you on the team. I don't think Ron cared too much about that kind of thing. What else we got here? What else we got? We got Dak Crispy Boy. What a handle. Awesome. I have a Tremont Williams Super Bowl 45 jersey. Can't wait to get to the Super Bowl 55 edition. Now you're talking. Now we are cooking with gas. That is where I like. Come on. Where do I get that photo behind you? My dad and brother would love it. I found it just online. I just searched for old Packers photos. I found it at an art store. And I've told this story before, but they were supposed to frame it. And then it arrived in like a cylinder all rolled up. So I don't give their name out because fuck them. They did the wrong thing, but I do love the picture, so I had to hang it up. But just, yeah, Google old Packers photos, and if you do like fine art or poster companies, you'll find stuff. Revenge of the John, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, at the next availability, could you ask Brian if he had Ted's input and thoughts on all the choice? Oh, on Jordan Love. Would be interesting to see if he had a part in that. Go Pack, go. I think he has spoken about that. I think he spoke about that this past offseason. In regards to it being entirely his call, but it would be interesting to see if Ted gave him any input whatsoever. Although he has talked about being in the room when Ted made the choice to draft Aaron, and you have to think, you know, some of that soaked in the reasoning behind it. But yeah, that's a good question. Thanks for the super chat. Whoa, that Will Dawson with a letter. Anyway. War and Peace like comment here. How do you feel about Stephen A. Smith's comments yesterday? First of all, that really. Really? I don't feel anything about Stephen A. Smith's comments. I love Stephen A. Smith. He's hilarious. He is so much fun. But I don't spend a nanosecond thinking about what he says. I have a good time in the moment. I laugh at his videos. And then I carry on with my day. But I digress. He said, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it. He said that he would take Aaron Rodgers over any quarterback, alive or dead. Kind of a weird way to put it, but Stephen A. Smith has been a sports reporter since the late 80s and early 90s. I have mad respect for him, just like I do you. Well, that's your first mistake, Will. He is a closet Packer fan. I don't know about a closet Packer fan. I know he's a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. And yeah, I love that he loves Aaron Rodgers. I'd take Bart Starr. That's just me. That's just something I'm into, but I love that he loves Aaron Rodgers. No doubt about it. Drew, thanks for the super chat. With how dialed in Rodgers, Adams, and the team as a whole is, we got this. LFG, who else do you see stepping up this week? I think it's a big Aaron Jones and the backfield committee type week. I think they got to run the football, got to run it between the tackles. You're going to see Aaron. You're going to see Jamal. We'll see on AJ. Sure seems to be, signs seem to be pointing to his being available and Williams. I know they're both limited in practice this week. But yeah, I think it's the backfield, the offensive backfield. As much as I would love, you know, to see Lazard and Tonyan, MVS get deep, etc., throw it around the yard. I think this is a game they gotta play, not bloody, but they gotta play physical. They gotta get tough. They gotta earn some tough yards, stay ahead of the sticks, and you know, don't get in those situations where Todd Bowles can just tee off on your quarterback. That to me is a big key in this game. Now I say that, and they're going to come out five wide, and they're going to throw it all over the place. Philip, super chat. Thanks. Dorsey Levens. Just Dorsey Levens? All right. Dude, I'm cool. I love Dorsey Levens. I tell you what, Dorsey Levens has two of my favorite touchdown receptions ever by a Packers running back. Obviously, the big one that everyone remembers is in the NFC Championship game against the Panthers. But there's another one later in his career where he goes up the left sideline on a kind of a wheel route, and he dives into the end zone in the snow against the Browns. That one's really hard to find video of it. I found a bad clip of it. Like someone recorded it off their television on YouTube, but that's a hard one to find, but it is awesome. It's one of my favorite receptions ever. Love me some Dorsey. I want to see Sue get knocked the fuck out, Rusty. Now I would never, ever condone targeting a player, trying to injure him, but fuck man, that'd be great. Yes. 1000%. Do you think Dylan's fumble last week was more good hip placement or due to Dylan getting hurt on the same play? It's really hard to tell, right? You never like to see the ball put on the ground, but he was injured on the play. That said, man, you get hit every single Sunday in the NFL with, you know, types of hits that could injure you, etc. Still got to hold on to the ball. That's cardinal sin. Can't be putting it on the carpet. Deshaun, thank you for the super chat. Are we underselling the Packers defense? Could surprise us. I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, probably, but at the same time, veteran quarterbacks in particular, you know, and Tom Brady specifically, have given them problems. And I got to see it. I'm just in a wait and see mode with the defense. You know, I know Corey is going to make fun of me, and he did last night, but they are on a great stretch here. But it's not like they've played a murderer's row of quarterbacks. Tom will be a very, very good test. I can only hope we see Lil Wayne and Brett Favre. Oh my gosh, what a combo. No doubt. What would Mark Chmura do? Let's not find out. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Bucks won't be able to pressure Rodgers. We run for 150 yards and pass for 300, and we win by 10 points. Also, defense gets two turnovers. Wow. Shooting for the moon there. I'll take one turnover. I think a turnover for the Bucks. The Packers play a clean game. That'd be really tough for the Packers not to win that. So I'm with you, man. I'm down. Not being able to get pressure on Rodgers, I'm all for it. Let's keep him clean. The best way to do that? Run the ball. Brandy, what's up? The only way the Packers D surprises me is if Pettin comes out in a wig. That's really good. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Does Brady throw at 51 all day if he wears a club? Oh, no question. Not just 51 specifically, but the middle of the field. Yes. But going after Barnes because he's wearing a club, I think he was going to go after him anyway, regardless of what he had on his hands. So that is definitely a matchup that you'll need to watch. Paul, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, Arians tried to downplay the cold factor for the game. Being from Canada, I think it's a game changer. Ever make it up here? It's a lot like Wisconsin. Cold, we drink tons of beer, and lots of us love the Packers. Yeah, he's got to play it down, though, right? That's what he has to say. He's not like he's going to come up there on the podium and go, we're going to freeze our ass off. What the hell? You know, he's got to downplay it for his guys. But, yeah, it's going to be a factor. Like, zero question about it. You see the Packers out on Nitschke Field, on Hinkle Field, freezing their asses off every day. You heard Devontae the other day came in for his availability. His nose was still running. He's sniffling. So first question out the gate, how you doing? Cold. You know, those guys are spending the week in it. You get those Bucks players who've been down in 75, 80 degrees all week. You step off that fucking plane in Appleton, Wisconsin, it's going to hit you. And then you're going to have to go play in it for 3+ hours. Yeah, it's going to be a factor. And yes, I've been to Canada. I went to school at Chicago out of high school, and we used to take occasional weekend trips up to Detroit and then up to the Great North. Had some time, had some fun. And your description about cold and drinking tons of beer seems to fit with my memories. Charlene, thank you for the super chat. Was gone all week, missed so much. So sad to hear about Ted. Amen to winning it for him. Charlene, welcome back. Thanks for the super chat. I hope we'll see you on the watch party. Speaking of the watch party, let me give you an update. As I said earlier in the chat, Corey Banky will be at the game, so he will not be on the watch party, but I will be joined by Packs What She Said co-host Perry Goldstein. The new Packs What She Said podcast is dropping moment, like it's pretty much right after I get off of here later this morning. Maggie and Perry have a really fun way of looking at the matchup between the Packers and the Bucks. Hope you guys check that out. And I hope you check out the watch party on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. What else we got? Jeezy Baby 43. What's up? Read PFT that teams can get into a quote, let's get out of here type mindset in cold weather. I think that's a possibility with professional athletes. Oh, I think it's human nature. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete. If you get up or if you get down, like say 21 points in the third quarter, guys can check out. No question about it. And, you know, yes, they are professionals and yes, they're supposed to finish. And there's zero question about all of that. But there's also zero question that they are humans. And some of them, not all of them, maybe even just one or two. But yeah, some people will start packing it up mentally. No question. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. More impressive, Favre getting back-to-back Super Bowls or if Rodgers gets to 2 10-year apart? I think, you know, probably Rodgers, just because he's had to kind of change his style of play and change his game to kind of spearhead this run to the Super Bowl if they, you know, are lucky enough to get there. Whereas Favre, I mean, he was a bad man, three-time MVP, well, two-time at that point. You know, he was playing for Holmgren. He was in the same system. It's still impressive as hell. But for Rodgers, he's had to change so much, and so much has changed around him. Yeah, I would probably give that one. I would give that nod to Aaron. Skyler, thank you for the super chat. Ladarius Gunter signing next. Just for old time's sake. Hey, man, I will forever stick up for Ladarius Gunter. He was a number four at best corner thrust into the position of being the number one in Atlanta against Julio Jones. That ain't Gunter's fault, man. The Packers just got decimated by injuries. He actually was a solid player. I will never allow people to speak ill of his name. What else we got? I got that one. Q King, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. How do you think they address the blitz with Tampa Bay? By running the football. Now, obviously, there's no question that the Bucs got after them up front in the last game. The Packers had a lot of trouble handling even somewhat simple things, simple studs, games, etc. I think the speed really kind of caught them off guard because I think they were ready for it, or they at least talked about it all week, but they seem to struggle with it. And I think, obviously, things are going to be very different in the freezing cold in Green Bay. Your team speed gets negated in that kind of environment. And I don't think that it's as simple as just add cold. But I do think they have a couple weeks now with Billy Turner at left tackle. That offensive line has been set. Don't forget, Bakhtiari did get hurt in that game. They had to shuffle things around. Once Rick Wagner went to left tackle, it was a wrap. I do think JPP versus Billy Turner is going to be a heavyweight bout that is one to watch. And as far as like limiting the blitz, you just got to run the football. Got to stay out of the sticks. You cannot get into third and long, third and six plus. That is where Todd Bowles lives. So the fewer of those you can put yourself. Now it's going to happen. And when it does happen, you got to call something that gets the ball out of Aaron's hands as fast as possible. There's no way you're just going to block them up every single play. They're gonna win on occasion. And on those occasions, the ball has to get out of Aaron's hands. But the A number one way to mitigate it, run the football, preferably between the tackles. Stay ahead of the sticks. God, it's imperative this week. All right, I got a few more super chats here. I don't want to miss any super chats, Aaron. So, don't mind me. I'm just talking to myself here. What else we got, people? There we go. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. Whatever happened to TV shows that break down film? NFL Playbook on NFL Network used to be my favorite. Now there's nothing. Any ideas? The best I got is Brian Baldinger and Dan Orlovsky on Twitter. Jesse, NFL Matchup is on ESPN. Now, ESPN does its best to hide it because it's not really an ESPN production. It's produced by NFL Films, and then they run it. But my good friend Matt Bowen is on that show, and they break down plays each and every week through an X's and O's lens. The reason you don't see a lot of those types of shows, and I speak about this from lots of experience, is that X's and O's content does not do numbers. Whether you're talking television, whether you're talking online, it does not do numbers. And it's real sad, but it's just a fact. I've been at many outlets, national and local, where I have tried to spearhead X's and O's content. I hired Matt Bowen back in the day at Bleacher Report to do just that. And when you compare it to some guy sitting on his stool in front of a you know, studio wall saying, I think the Packers are going to lose, blah, blah, blah. That does three times the traffic that the X's and O's content does. That takes a lot more time and a lot more effort. And the ROI, the return on investment, is just so minimal in comparison. So that's why things like Playbook go by the wayside, because the NFL Network, they're still a business, you know, and if they're running Playbook and no one's watching it, and they run some show where a couple of guys and gals argue about football, and that does huge numbers, they're going to go with the argument stuff. It's a sad reality, but that is the truth. And every few years, there's a kind of a wellspring of new young football fans who really want to learn the game and really get into the X's and O's. And there's inevitably like, oh, there should be X's and O's shows. And then, you know, we go through this whole process, and sometimes, you know, new things crop up, so to speak, and they don't do numbers and then they go away. I would also recommend getting NFL Game Pass, and they have some really cool breakdown shows with Baldy. You're talking about Baldinger. He interviews players from throughout the league. Davante Adams was on this past year. Mike Daniels was, I think, on the very first kind of season that they did a couple years ago. That's very, very well done and very cool. Akeem Hicks, he did one, and that was one of my favorites. But that's that show is an add-on to your NFL Game Pass subscription. So there's, again, there's niche stuff out there, and you can find it. But as far as like television programs, NFL Matchup, that's it. It's on at like 2 in the morning on Sundays, you know. There's little clips and stuff online. I would follow Matt Bowen. He usually tweets stuff out about it. But I hear you, Jesse. It is frustrating. 29 degrees at kickoff.
Excellent.
M. Dizzle with a very good point. YouTube does have good X's and O's stuff. If you search breakdown, NFL breakdown, NFL film breakdown, you'll find stuff on YouTube. There's some good stuff out there. Some content creators doing really good work. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. If you're so inclined, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. $5 a month is all we ask. It supports everything we do here at the brand. But please, if you can't do that, I totally understand. Just hit like, hit subscribe, and please join Perry and myself for the watch party on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun watching the Packers get to the Super Bowl. That's right. I said it. I can't wait. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.